Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, radio fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, radio fans and Making Eight maniacs. That's right. It's time to kick off another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel. And I got to tell you, we have been busy this weekend. If you guys missed our tribute show that we had last night on our Back on the Ranch show, want to invite you to get over there and check it out. It was a good one. We did have a lot of fun as we traveled with Jay Welker. And, you know, it was a bittersweet show. But, hey, you know what? That kind of goes with the territory and such a dangerous sport that we have. But, you know what? We're fired up here on a Monday. We're ready to get things rolling. And, of course, we got some fans right here in the chat room. We got some fans that are tuned in online. And we want to say a big old howdy to you. We appreciate y'all jumping on board here with us and checking us out. Now, got to let y'all know that if y'all want to, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to jump on here with you, and we'll talk some bull riding. We'll talk some rodeo. We'll talk a little bit about PBR. We'll talk about what Making Eight is out there doing and just where we plan on going. So you guys are more than welcome to jump on in. Give us a call. And, of course, as always, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, we're always looking for your cowboy logic for the day. So if you got some good advice to give us out there, feel free to jump on board and share it with us there in the chat room or jump on over there and give us a call. We'll be happy to take your call. I see that Miss Kat Johnson is liking our little intro that we have here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You know, what a way to fire up a Monday. We get a little bit of the cougar growling going on with Miss Kat Johnson out there, and we'll get it fired up, I promise you. We got some new fans that are jumping on board. We got some first-timers in here, that at least that first-timers that we have built profiles right here with Blog Talk. And, you know, want to say a big old howdy to you. We appreciate you guys jumping on board. And, you know, it's really cool. I see that Miss Christie is in there and saying that she got her Making Eight shirt and mouse pad. We want pictures, please. Let's see some of those pictures out there and see what they look like. We want to see our Making Eight gear out there on you Making Eight maniacs. Gotta love it. Really do. We appreciate you guys supporting us. And, you know, really, we're not making anything off of it. We just want you guys to get the word out there. And like I said, we do appreciate you guys getting that out there for us and spreading the news. You know, it's a cool thing that we got going. We're happy to be doing it. We absolutely love you fans and realize that we could not be doing it without you. I see that, speaking of, we've got Miss Emily jumping on board here in the chat room. I want to say a big old shout-out to you. Hopefully you're doing well, and hopefully you guys, you and Miss Melanie, are getting your shirts here within the next couple days. Now, I know today is obviously President's Day, so not quite sure. I don't think the mail's going to be running out there. But, you know, we do appreciate you guys. And you know what? We do have to give a big old shout-out to all of our European bull riders that are tuned in right now, listening overseas. Boy, howdy, do we appreciate y'all jumping on board. You know, that's a really cool thing to have y'all out there. And we definitely want to get over and hang out with you, spend some time with you, and shoot, just promote the bull riding and the rodeos that are going on way out west. That's an out west that I ain't never seen before. Never been across the pond over that way. Did go to Japan, but that's about as far as I went. So we would love to get across over there and see what's going on in that area. but I don't think I'm going to be able to go without Mrs. Making Eight. I think she would be quite upset with me. Melanie, I do hope that you do get your shirt, you and Emily as well. You know, we do have Shannon Taylor, who also won the contest that we had for our Fan of the Night. Earlier, we had a trivia deal. We actually had very, you know, I was surprised in the amount of participation on the fans that tuned in and, you know, sent their email answers. But we had to roll around twice. And, of course, once we did that, then Ms. Shannon Taylor was our lucky winner. So we got her shirt out as well. You know, I see that Ms. Christie is posting that out there. I did not get a chance to see it. And you know what? I apologize to you guys. I was not aware that the show started at 8 o'clock down there. That the Amazing Race started at 8 o'clock. And I apologize to you fans. We are going to set the time now during the season to go 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we will be pushing that up on a permanent basis, and I do apologize to you guys. You know, it was just one of those things that we just didn't even think about. But we will be doing a 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time show, so we're going to move it up an hour and then, you know, jump right into what's going on, whether it be PBR on Versus or whether it be something like the Amazing Race. I do not know if Cord and Jet were able to make it. I hope that they did. I see Miss Melly says they did not get eliminated. That is great news, and I will have to check that out. So we'll definitely make sure that we can do that. Let's see. I do see that they were not doing too well, that they've gotten off to a rough start there on the Amazing Race. So, you know, and I had a chance to run into Cord and meet his lovely young wife when we were out in Oklahoma, and I'm hoping that we can get him on our show here before too long, but he can't get on. He's very limited to what he can do right now because of the airing of Amazing Race. So I'm looking, just checking some of the tweets that are coming out. Some people were concerned as to whether or not Luke got sent down. They will be in, I believe, St. Louis, Missouri. Now, I had said that they would be out west, but I was wrong last night. They are going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, and I know Luke Snyder is kind of from that area. Should do really well. He's actually going to be in my fantasy draft pick this week. I think he's going to do real well right there. This could be a big turning point for him. So I'm pulling for Luke out there, and hopefully you fans are as well. I'm seeing some of the comments coming in right now, and I love how you guys really appreciate our show and what we're doing, you know. We're going to continue to do it just as long as y'all are continuing to enjoy it, you know. It looks like Miss Christie did very well with the fantasy this weekend. I did not. Wow, that's great. Great news for Miss Christie out there. She did really good in the PBR fantasy points. And well-deserving. You know, I still got to get with 2G Bucking Bulls and Miss Sandy and find out what we can do to get our points up there a little bit, because we are struggling. I don't know what's going to happen there. I checked the group page, and I'm not at the very bottom, but I'm down there. And that's just not a good thing, you know. And if you guys are on the PBR Fantasy Draft, get on over. You can add us there at the Making Eight Maniacs. And I believe that Miss Barb, she will probably be posting a link on that here momentarily, if we can keep her awake long enough. Hey, it's Monday. We got to get things fired up for the work week. You know, today is a holiday, so I know a lot of you are at home and able to tune in with us. Of course, fans like Miss Melanie, who is normally in school, is able to sit back here with us, and that is great. I see that hers were a little bit short. Miss Christie's were a little bit short. That her dad's did real a little bit better. But, congratulations to him as well. What is the secret? I got to know. You guys give me some insight here during the week, and that way when I go to pick my fantasy draft on Friday, that I'll kind of have an edge up. So you guys tell me who you think is going to do so well there in St. Louis, and let me know before the end of the week. That'll be my request to you, the fans. We'll see if we can make that happen. Oh, I see that Marty, yeah, he says he's got no choice but to be at home. Well, you know what? I guess that's not always a bad thing, you know. Take the time and relax, enjoy it. Make the best of it, you know. Wow, I see that he is also in the Making 8 group, and we sure appreciate that. That's awesome. There you go. Yep, and all you got to do is I believe it's the Making 8 Maniac group out there. And we sure are happy that we've got such dedicated fans that are involved with us. We've got our name everywhere. Let's see. I see that we're getting some Cowboy Logic popping in here in our chat room, and we might have to throw that out there in just a little bit. But I think we're going to take a short break here and get you guys excited and fired up on a Lunch Hour Rodeo show on a Monday morning, afternoon, whatever the case may be. Shoot, we've got fans over in Europe, so it might be evening already. But we got to tell you, we're gonna talk a lot more PBR. We're going to talk a lot more bull riding. We're going to talk a lot more rodeo with you, the fans. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Cowboy, dressed like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com and Rank Bull Apparel. And I see that some of the questions are actually coming in about that about the Iron Cowboy here. And obviously, definitely congratulations to Colby Yates. You know, veteran cowboy, he's been around for a long time. Great to see him come out and make a statement like he did. I see that some of the questions are coming in about today's broadcast on Versus, if it is a replay. I believe it is, and it looks like that time starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And, of course, everybody is checking out Cowboy Dave. You know, what a cool thing it was to have a bunch of our Making 8 Maniacs out there hanging out with Cowboy Dave. PBR Get Tough, you guys seen him out there, and hopefully you guys got a chance to get out to the meetup with him. Really hope that you guys had an opportunity to hang out with him if you were there. I do know that Miss Sandy was there, 2G Bucking Bulls, at least I think she was. But, yeah, hopefully that'll be the case, and you guys definitely had a chance to get over there. So, I see that Miss Hellenbeck has joined us here in the chat room. Want to say a big old good morning to you. Thanks for jumping on board here with us. You know, Miss Christie, I see the comment coming in right now about Dave's Ustream. I actually missed that, and I'm very sorry to Dave, to PBR Get Tough, that we were not able to tune in. Really wanted to be there with you fans. Just it was a matter of unfortunate incidences with the situation that occurred on Friday that held us up and did not allow us the opportunity to be online during that time. So, you know, like I said, I do apologize to you guys. But on that note, I will tell you that there is a memorial service on Wednesday for Brooke Coates, and I believe that we are going to try to make it up there. And, you know, I think that I do believe that I'm going to try to get up that way and go up there. I'm not 100% on the time and the location, but we're going to try to make it up there just to support her family. And I will tell you guys, we appreciate your support, you know, that you guys have already sent out, you know, your prayers and things for the family. Please continue to do that. And I will definitely let you guys know as well that we will absolutely be doing a benefit bull ride. I will tell you that it will be going on May 14th. We will be here, Lakeland, Florida, broadcasting a benefit bull ride for Brooke Coates. You know, and really it is a very tragic thing. It hits home because she's a child, you know, because she's 16 years old. You know, we in this sport, you know, as we see another bull rider go down and maybe lose his life doing something that he loves to do and has been doing it for a long period of time, I can tell you that, you know, that whether it be somebody like that or even somebody like Brooke, you know, her uncle made the statement on the news broadcast that, you know, this was something that she loved to do. So for her, you know, to go out. This was a freak accident that happened. This was not something that anybody really could have done. She was bucked off as she was coming off. Her hand was kind of still in the rope. The bull was back out kicked her in the side. Believe that it punctured or it broke some ribs, and one of those ribs may have punctured some of her vital organs internally, causing her to bleed out, and she died shortly thereafter. She was able to walk out of the arena but collapsed. And was obviously not able to breathe. And once she collapsed, they transported her. They tried to do some surgery on her, and it was just not successful. So it was a very harsh thing that occurred this past Friday. But I will tell you this, that this young 16-year-old girl loved riding bulls. I've met her on a few occasions, and I even myself asked her, I said, what is a pretty girl like yourself doing, getting on the back of these bulls? And she said, I just love riding bulls. She said, I love it. You know, so I can honestly tell you that this girl was very passionate about being a bull rider. She was more than just a fan that wanted the opportunity to ride herself. This was a young girl that wanted to ride bulls. And she was working very hard. She was working with our friends like Jay Welker and some of the guys that we know down at Remington Rustock Arena, you know, where we were able to bring you a lot of these broadcasts. She was working a lot with these guys and learning from them. These guys have taken her under their wing. So this really hits home, you know, just up the road here in Tampa. And, you know, we want to send prayers out to the Remington Rustock family as well. You know, these Cowboys that come in and out of there, and Corey Costa, you know, the owner of Remington Rustock, you know, this is hard on all of us. But I can tell you that we're going to get through it because we're a rodeo family. And I can tell you that, you know, we're going to support her family. We're going to embrace her family and let her family know that they do still have a rodeo family. And we are going to do a benefit bull ride. We are going to have an online donation link set up during the broadcast especially, but leading up to it, we will as well. And if you guys can possibly find it in to support this family that desperately needs it right now, we would certainly appreciate it. We're going to do some things like we're looking to try to get a silent auction going. We may or may not be able to get that together, but I will tell you that we're looking at putting on a jam-up bull ride right here in Lakeland, Florida, to support her and her family. So you guys continue to keep her and her family in your prayers. Like I said, we're going to kind of let you know more during the week as we find out what's going on, and we're going to try to make those things happen. Thank you, Ms. Barber, for posting that link up there for Dave's broadcast. I do want to get out there and go watch it, and I am certainly going to try my best. I actually cannot get that link right now to come up. Not sure what's going on with it. We'll have to see what's going on. I think it's on my side of things there. But we do appreciate that link for us. Let's see. What else do we have going on? I saw some of the questions or comments coming in here about the Iron Cowboy. Wow, I just can't get into anything here on the chat room. Man, my chat is having issues here today, but that's all right. I can see what you guys have going on. Let's see. We got callers on the line tuned in right now. I want to let you all know that if you want to jump on board with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your questions or comments. And just remember to push 1 on your phone if you want to talk to us so we know you're there. Let's see. See that we're getting some of our fans back in the chat room. Some of them have been kind of sliding in and out. We've actually got some guests as well. And if you guys get a chance, get over, sign up with Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't cost you anything. You can come on over here and chat, join the conversation. We want your input. We want you guys to be throwing out here some questions or comments so that way we can get into some good discussions right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's what this show is about. It's about talking rodeo. It's about talking bull riding, and we'll certainly be happy to do that. I did see the updated injury post that were posted about Ryan McConnell. And I think that he is doing a lot better now. I think it was just a strain in his neck. So as of right now, I think that he's going to be all right. And we sure are grateful for that as well. Obviously, we got a chance to hang out this weekend with some of our good friends right here in the good sunshine state of Florida. We had Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt come on down from North Carolina and hung out with us as well. You talk about a jam-up time. We had a lot of fun hanging out with those guys. Went out, met up with them Thursday night. They were down at the arena. We went and hung out with some of the guys and shook some hands. And if you guys saw my Twitter post out there, which I am having issues with my Uber Twitter and not looking really good. We did, we absolutely had a great time. Thursday night we did post a picture. Old Luke Kaufman grabbed the guitar, sat up there on the actually across from the bucket chutes in the back pens, and just sat up on a fence and started picking the guitar and singing. Bunch of the bull riders were all hanging around. He had to break it down to show Florida what real cowboying really is. And I'll tell you, we had a blast with him. And it was kind of funny because Mrs. Making 8 and myself were out there. And, you know, these Florida guys, you know, a lot of them had not had the opportunity to hear Luke play. And if you fans have not either, you make sure you get over and do that. Of course, we broadcast his songs right here on Making 8 and on the Lunch Hour shows. But I will tell you what, he's a hand when it comes to writing music. And, you know, we had some great bull riders down here like B.J. Carter and Brian Corson and some of these guys that are really well-known in the state of Florida. And B.J. was out trying to do some rapping, and him and Luke were going back and forth. And, well, shoot, I wish we had a camera right there to do the video, because you guys would have really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And I just encourage you guys that when you're out there at these deals, make time to go hang out with them, because you're going to find more things that go on behind the scenes than what you really know about. And it's just a lot of fun. I see that Miss Christy posted a really good question in our chat room. Asking, would I say that McKinnon's injury compares to at all Lee Aikens a year ago? I don't know. Absolutely not. And that actually happened. Lee Aikens' injury happened in 2007, because that was the same year that I got injured. But I will absolutely I cannot say that this was as near as tragic. McKinnon's was more structural. He's having issues because of the severity of the concussion that he received. But it was more of a structural thing where he broke his jaw and that type of deal. Lee Aikens was more of an internal. It was more of a brain injury than it was a structural or a facial injury. Jody Newberry's, I think, was actually closer. It just wasn't as severe. I will tell you that, like I said, I had a very, very similar incident to both of those guys, where I had a closed head injury where I had swelling to the brain. I had a bruise to the brain, and it caused me some severe rehab. It took me, quite some time. My fortunate thing was that I was placed in a situation where I actually worked on an ambulance, so I had medical attention pretty much around the clock. And, of course, with Mrs. Makinade also working there at a hospital, most of my friends were all experienced in that. So that's my perception on that. I don't feel like his injury was quite as severe as Lee Aikens. Lee Aikens was a brain injury. I see that Marty's making the statement that he actually has steel plates in his face. And, well, shoot, I was blessed enough that I did not have to have that when I fractured my eye socket. I was able to heal back on its own and able to do okay. So, and speaking of McKinnon, they did have a benefit bull ride for both him and Jody Newberry on Sunday, yesterday. And I know that, I'm going to have to go back and try to pull the name of the cowboy that won it. I know his name is Cody. From what I understand, McKinnon said that he's actually won another bull riding event of McKinnon's, and that he's pretty handy. So it was great to see that, this young cowboy come out and actually won the event down there. I do not know the numbers on how much money they raised, and we're going to try to work on that, see if we can't let you fans know about it. Yeah, that's kind of the scoop there. Got to tell you all that we've got those phone lines open. We've got some callers on the line, and if you guys want to chat with us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk. 646-915-9940, that's the number you're looking at. Yes, thank you, Miss Melanie, for posting that out there. Cody Rastike, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. I could be very wrong. Yeah, he was the one that won the benefit bull ride down there for Jody Newberry and McKinnon Wimberly, and we are pleased to that. I was able to see some of the pictures that Mesa had posted out there of McKinnon, and looked like Guilherme Marchi and Renato Nunez were down there, and it was really good to see them down there supporting their favorite, their friends. No, I did not see that. Wow. I see the comment coming in the chat room right now from Miss Christie that Jody actually gave McKinnon his half of the proceeds. That is one strong Christian man there. And I'll tell you what, if you don't gain Jody Newberry's respect off that, there's something wrong there. That's a very generous thing that he's done. and giving his half of the proceeds. You know, I mean, he's struggling just as much, but he knows that, you know, the good Lord's going to provide for him and take care of him and his family. And wow, that is just great. I think that is absolutely awesome. Now, you know, I will tell you in the situations, you know, and mine was very similar when I had my injury back in 2007, that I was able to go home and rehab fairly quickly. I did have some speech issues. I still do from time to time. I've got a lot of short-term memory loss, you know, things like that that still affect me from this deal that happened back in 2007. But I can honestly tell you, you know, because of that facial injury that he acquired there, with the amount of work that they had to do on him and surgeries and things like that, it was a lot more advanced, you know, than what Jody's injury really was. But Jody acquired quite some amount of bills as well. So, you know, I got to honestly say that the support that the fans have given both of those guys have been great. And it really is, it is tragic that there is a lot of head injuries out there. It's part of the sport, you know, it really is. There's nothing that we have done so far that's been wrong. We are constantly trying to improve on what we have to make this sport safer for the Cowboys. But, you know, the measures are in place. The things are in the works in order to make these things, these events, a lot safer and to help alleviate a lot of these head injuries and things like that. But it does happen. It's the nature of the sport. It's a tough sport, you know. This is not just something where, you know, these Cowboys are not Supermen, you know. It's just one of those deals that we have to accept as it being part of the sport. But it absolutely does give you good reason to wear a helmet. And we actually have a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump down here and bring him in right now on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. 352 area code, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Scott.
What's going on, amigo?
Not too much. I've been listening to the show for a little bit here.
Yeah, what do you think, man?
Oh, I fully agree. I think a helmet, you know, should be worn by them that that decide to wear a helmet, but you know, as well as I do, helmet or no helmet, if an injury is going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, and I mean, even with McKinnon's injury, he was wearing a helmet, you know.
Right.
The helmet got knocked off during the wreck, you know.
Exactly.
It's one of those things. Yeah, I mean, you can only do so much, you know, to help prevent, but it's a rough sport, man. And for the fans that don't know, we're actually talking with old Jay Bird Walker. The guy can't get enough of this Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and can't get enough of you Making Eight fans out there. So, Jay, what do you say, man? You know, you got home obviously pretty safe, man. What you got going on today?
Oh, not too much. About to head into town and get some lunch, and going to come back to the little ranch here at the house and ride a little horse and just hang out and have a good day.
10-4, man, 10-4. Yeah, you feeling a little bit better today? I know you were kind of sore last night.
Oh, I feel great today. I feel great. I had some good rest, and everything's good to go now.
10-4, buddy, 10-4. Well, yeah, we're just kind of sitting here talking a little bit about what's been going on and what's been happening outside, you know, out there in Texas. And like I said, they had that benefit bull ride yesterday for Jody and McKinnon. And as it turned out, Jody Newberry actually donated his half of the proceeds to McKinnon Wimberly. So I thought that was pretty generous of him. And that just shows what kind of family support we have right here, you know.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It shows, it's like we were talking about last night, it shows today, again, that, you know, we're one big family. We take care of each other.
Yep. Most definitely. Most definitely. So, I don't know, man. You gearing up for this weekend or what?
I'm geared up and ready to go. Cross City, Florida. Here we go.
Right on, man. Hey, did you ever get your clothes back from did you ever get a hold of Jimmy Bennett?
I did. I found my clothes back, and I am going to receive them this week.
Excellent, dude. Well, I know it'll be nice to get some good, clean clothes on, right?
I got good, clean clothes on. They're just work clothes.
Oh, 10-4, man. I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we had a good time last night, and, well, shoot, it wasn't too bad, you know, hauling up there to Micanopy, Florida to take you back home. it was a good time. Definitely enjoyed it.
When you travel for a living, a little 3-hour drive ain't hardly nothing.
Oh, shoot, no, man. I do that in my sleep, you know?
Exactly.
It's like going to the supermarket.
Yep.
For sure, brother, man. All right, amigo. Well, hey, listen, I'm going to let you go here, but appreciate you jumping on board with us, man. And, hey, all the fans out there, you know, you actually got quite a few requests out there on your Facebook, didn't you?
I did. I got quite a few. They just keep coming in. I don't know. I think I'm becoming a pretty big deal on this talk show.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, hey, we're glad to have you a part of it, and the fans out there are love having you on. And you're welcome to jump on board here anytime with us, amigo.
Yes, sir.
All right, partner. Well, hey, listen, man, take care of yourself. And who knows, maybe we'll see you up there in Carl City, Florida, right?
Yes, sir, Carl City on Saturday.
You got it, man. Well, maybe we'll be there. We're going to work on it.
All right, Scott. Well, we'll talk to you later on this week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you.
All right, bye. There you have it, guys. Jay Welker, one more time. I mean, this guy can't get enough of it. We love having him on board with us. And, shoot, we had a good time last night. I wish we could have done it a video portion of it. Unfortunately, we had emptied out the truck, so we didn't have the cameras and stuff all wired in. But we did have the internet. We did have the laptop up, and Jay just couldn't get enough of it. Thought it was the coolest thing in the world. That's how we roll with Making Eight. No, I see that the comment coming in, Jody did not have a helmet on while riding, and I'm not sure if he is going to go back to wearing one, you know, if he goes back to bull riding. You know, it's one of those things that some cowboys don't agree with. They just say, you know what, if I'm going to get hurt, I'm going to get hurt. It is what it is. And, you know, McKinnon's injury kind of may reinforce that statement as to doesn't matter the amount of safety precautions that you take, you still take a risk of being injured. Do I think that some cowboys might need to rethink that? Absolutely. Do I think that a lot of cowboys are going to, especially veteran or old school cowboys, are going to go to wearing a helmet? Probably not. It's just part of the game. It really is. But I do see some great comments coming in there. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to post out some more comments. We've got about 20 minutes left in our show. Still looking to take calls if you want to jump on board here with us at the Lunch Hour Radio Show, 646-915-9940. Give us a call, post some comments there in the chat room. Let's sit back, talk some bull riding and some rodeo. How about we crank things up with a little bit of, let's bring out the Cowboy Baller Anthem right here. Luke Kaufman coming at you on a Monday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com and Rank Bull Apparel.
Flying first class, riding in the next cup, running up the trail to the challenge shows for the field. folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Okay, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8, your official voice of Buckers Now and Rank Bull Apparel. And seeing some of the comments that are coming in right now, and, you know, it is a good thing. You know, I personally, for one, I'm not quite sure that Jody Newberry will be back riding bulls. I just don't think that – I think that given the nature of the situation – I don't think that he'll be back. But then again, I wasn't sure Paulo Kremer would ever come back either. And I'm glad to see him back personally. I know what it's like being a bull rider in that situation. I can't say that I've been in the top 40 and run with the big guys up there consistently week in and week out, you know. But I'll tell you that I know back in 2007 when I got injured that I felt like I could not just walk away from this sport, you know. There's a place for everybody in the sport of bull riding, whether you're just a diehard fan because the sport needs that, you know, or you're an actual competitor, you know. But I know myself that I will, you know, I will still go out and get on bulls because I feel that adrenaline rush, you know, and it's hard for me not to be out there in the behind the bucking chutes and get on a bull, slide down, slide my hand in a rope, and nod my head, you know. Because of that adrenaline rush that I always get, it still overwhelms me. So when you're looking at a guy like Jody Newberry or Paulo Kremer, you know, that's the reason why these guys are going back, because they have a deep passion for it. When it is in your blood, it is in your blood. I did see a lot of the pictures that Gabby posted, but I did not see all of them. I'll have to go back and see if I can't pull a lot of those up there. I'd love to check those out. I have to see what I missed out right there. We got about 15 minutes left in the show here, guys. We still got some cowboy logic to throw at you today. We've got some good ones we're going to throw out here in just a few minutes, so you guys stay tuned to that. But got to let y'all know a little bit about what, you know, Making 8 is out doing. And this week we are working on taxes. That's right. We're getting all of our stuff lined up, tallying up all the numbers for 2010. And I'm telling you, we're already behind the eight ball because 2011 has been a wild ride. And I know that a lot of you fans have been tuned into us, and we sure do appreciate it. Going to let you know we've got a lot more coming at you. Like I said, I'm not real sure where we're going to be this weekend. I have hopes that we're going to be out broadcasting somewhere. We'll just have to hang tight and see what happens. But it does look like we're going to be working at trying to get out here within the next couple weeks so we can bring you guys another broadcast, another live event. And, of course, that'll be broadcasted on Buckers Now, and you can find the you guys can find the live event center that we'll have posted up there and whatnot. So we'll just have to wait and see. Who knows where the rodeo road is going to take us, but I know one thing. It is certainly taking us down a great path, and we are glad to have you guys a part of it. And obviously, you know that Miss Emily and Miss Melanie, Miss Barb, and a bunch of you fans were able to tune in and kind of see just where that road went as we went 10 hours and from Raleigh, North Carolina, back here to Florida. Let's see. I see that some of our European bull riders out there posted some great comments out there as well. You know that it really is. It's a big adrenaline rush, and you just can't get away from it. I see. Oh wow! I see that Miss Karen. Christy, that's a good comment there. We'll have to ask her. Somebody ask her and get back with us. But apparently the comment just came in on Twitter, but Miss Karen is having tattoos removed. So I know that, you know, I've got a few myself. I don't think I would ever go get them removed, but, I do have a few. Will you get to see them all? Probably not. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, moving right along here, we got about, like I said, just under 15 minutes here left in our show, looking to take your calls or your comments, and we sure do appreciate the ones we've gotten so far. We are going to go ahead and throw out some cowboy logic for the day, and this one is courtesy of one of our Making Eight Maniacs right here in the chat room, Miss Melanie. So she is throwing out your cowboy logic for the day. When you see three cowboys riding in a pickup truck, you can always tell what cowboy is the smartest, the one in the middle, because he never has to drive and he never has to get the gate. And that is so very true. I love that, you know, when it comes down to that song. And, you know, that's one of my favorite parts. It always makes you think about it. You know, that's the smart cowboy right there. Because first you don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. And, hey, it is what it is, you know. There's some good cowboy logic for you to think about, though. Find that spot right there in the middle. Be the smart cowboy. Oh, it was a jailhouse tattoo on her hand, huh? Wow. Okay. A jailhouse tattoo. Never would have expected Karen to be in a jailhouse, but wow, that's interesting enough right there. I'd love to hear that story behind that one. And, you know, I haven't seen a lot of her in our chat room here supporting our shows, and I'm not sure what's going on. I think she's just a stranger that fell off. You guys got to try to recruit her back, tell her to get back over here and hang out with us. We'd love to have her. We miss all of our Making Eight Maniacs we haven't seen in here for a while. And, of course, you know, we know that Miss Donna is, you know, tuning in online a lot of times with her work. But, you know, I tell you, we've got a lot of fans that are out there. Shannon, you know, Taylor Truck and Auto, she's always in there. 2G Bucking Bulls, Miss Sandy Graber, absolutely love having all of you Making Eight fans out there. And, you know, when you guys are not here, we kind of miss you. Cowboy Tough, Jaylay, has anybody heard from Jaylay? I have not heard from Jaylay in a long time. And would absolutely love to find out how he's doing. You know, I know he's supposed to be, or his original plan was to come down here to the Tampa event, and I'm really hoping that he'll be there. It's just one of those deals that, you know, I mean, I haven't heard from Jaylay in some time, but certainly do miss him and hope that he's doing well out there. But, yeah, we miss all of our Making Eight Maniacs. Love having you guys to be part of the shows and, you know, sit back here with us and chat. And let's talk some rodeo and post some comments. You guys do a great job of that. I'm actually trying to multitask here. I'm on Facebook, so yeah, man, I'll tell you what, I cannot multitask here. When it comes down to trying to do type and talk at the same time, I'm going to blame it on my head injury back in 2007. So, you know what? I see that Donna, Nikki, and Charlene were all on video there with Cowboy Dave. Barb, I know you're still with us. If you haven't dozed off, let me see if I can get that link. You know what? I already went past it. Can you repost that Ustream link for Dave? I want to go back and check that out. Like I said, I am really sorry that I had missed that, just given the situation that we had this weekend back here in Florida, made things really tough on us. But, I absolutely do hope that, I can get back out and see that. Got to see some more of those Making Eight fans out there and these diehard PBR tweethearts and whatnot, you know. You know what? That is absolutely hilarious. Because the comment that I got posted right here to my good friend on Facebook is saying, I told them that I was actually on the air right now, and they said, oh, so I could actually listen to you all messed up and listen to you stutter and stammer while you're trying to type. And, wow, how true she is. Let's see if we can get this link. I got it now. Thank you, Miss Barb, for posting that out. I had some technical difficulties with that first one there. We were having some chat room issues. But, we're going to go back and watch that replay there. Were there a lot of fans in the chat room during the broadcast? I would really hope so. I would love to have seen it. Like I said, it's disappointing that we did not have the opportunity to sit back and watch it because I really wanted to be in there in the chat room with you fans. And, I see that there was about 10 or so people there in the chat room. Well, that's really good, and I hope that you guys will tune in to more of those. I hope Dave will be able to get out and put up more of these deals. We absolutely want to see them, and like I said, I apologize to PBR Get Tough, as it was just a bad weekend for us, you know, and things fell apart there at the last minute. So Friday night was definitely a long night, I will tell you that. But, hey, we're here. We got a grip. We're ready to get at it. We got another whole wild week full of rodeos, of bull riding, and we're going to be bringing you guys all the action right here with Making Eight. Hopefully you guys will be able to stay tuned with us all week long. I know a lot of you guys actually have off today for President's Day, and, you know, you'll be heading back out to work tomorrow. And, shoot, you know, if you missed the live broadcast, make sure to go back and check out the replays. But I will tell you that, you know, anytime you guys can jump on board here with us as we're live, we absolutely love it. Love having you guys out here with us. I see that, you know what? Don't spoil it for me now, Miss Christie. I'm going to go back and watch it just as soon as this show is over. So, and I think we're actually going to wind things down right now. We've already had our cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie. We certainly appreciate it. We got a whole lot more to talk about this week as the PBR gets ready to invade St. Louis, Missouri. Want to know how many of the fans are going to be heading up that way. I know that Luke Snyder will be out there, and he, for one, is one that I will certainly be pulling for. I really think that he's going to do well up there this week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. But, I'm going to get over here and watch this broadcast of Cowboy Dave down there for the PBR meetup right there in Arlington, Texas. And hopefully you guys will get over and be able to hang out with us. And let's have a good time here this week. Let's have a really good week. I hope that all of y'all out there have the best of weeks. And got to say thanks once again to our European bull riders for jumping on board here with us and hanging out. Sure do appreciate you. And you guys got to definitely get ready to get us some information. We want to know more about what's going on over there and just how the bull riding is different. You know, I know that a lot of fans may have some questions for you guys. We'd love to sit out here and talk about them. So you guys make sure to get over here and, get a grip with Making Eight all week long. We're going to wind things down right here, right now. So until tomorrow when we're back on our Lunch Hour Radio Show, fans, you guys get a grip with Making Eight.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night for my first 11 and 9. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, and confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night for my first 11 nights. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up, and I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat and never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Hey, rodeo fans. This is Chris Boyd, and you're listening to Makin8.com.